Listener, did you ever hear of the man named Leslie Clark in Flowerdale, Central Victoria, who can play songs on his fingers? If not, well, here is your opportunity. Perhaps you may say, how does he play songs on his fingers? Well, most people can make a noise by clicking their fingers by going, but he can make that noise in all the different notes of the scale. Perhaps you might say, how does he get all the different notes? Well, it's very easy to explain in theory, but it takes quite a lot of practice to be able to really capture the art of how to do it. But the theory is this. If you fill a kettle with water, you can tell when the water is reaching nearly up to the top by the sound it makes. When the water is right near the top, so that it has hardly any cylindrical space to pass through, it makes a high note, such as... But when the... water is coming up from low down below, so that it has a lot of cylindrical space to pass through before it comes out into the open, it makes a low note, such as... Consequently, by opening my hands and fingers out wide, so that the noise comes almost immediately out into the open, it makes a high note. Whereas, when I keep on cramping my fingers and hands more and more into a... cramped together condition, it makes the low notes, such as... So if you think this man is not likely to have music wherever he goes, just because he doesn't have rings on his fingers and bells on his toes, I think you'll change your mind after you hear these items. What about the man who used to get fame by entertaining the people by playing his mandolin for them? You think he'll accuse me of trying to rob him of his fame because I play this? What about the man who wanted to be carried back to dear old Ivy? Is this a reminder of him? What about the man who liked to show up and be beside the seaside? Is this a reminder of him also? What about the man who was confident his old horse was going to get him home safe and sound that night? Is this a reminder of him also? And what about the man who gave the people a warning about all the plagues of mosquitoes that were coming down the river? So do you think I'm trying to frighten you that there might be some coming your way this summer too? Three blind mice, do you still remember them? And what about our Father Thames? Is he still going along as carefully as he usually does? Little boy blue. Did you ever decide who made him? If not, this may give you some clues. Settling down, 10 little miles from town. Would you like to go there and live? Is she still true to her prince to this day? Thank you. And what about the one who's buried in love under the spreading chestnut tree? Is he also true to his lover to this day? And what about your mother now? Do you think she'll still encourage you to keep on practicing piano all day long? So if that's not enough incentive to inspire you to want to take on practicing at this clicking game till you eventually capture the art of how to imitate this man, it should at least be something for you to keep as a remembrance of him. And so let's hope you get plenty of enjoyment out of entertaining your friends. Goodbye. How did this man come to capture the art of how to do this thing? Well, it all started this way. When I was a little boy, say about 6 years of age, I had a brother much older than myself. He used to greet me with a click of his finger, and I used to answer him back by clicking mine at him. And he used to poke fun at me and question, why was it that my fingers sounded so different to his when they were clicked? And his was a high note, whereas mine was a low note. And so in my spare time, I practiced to see if I could get the two different notes, and sure enough, I found that by holding my fingers in different positions, I was able to get the two different notes. And by the time I was in the eighth grade at school, I was able to play four notes, like the common chord, do, so, mi, do. And I went out onto the platform one day when we had a concert and showed the class how I could do this thing. And the teacher was quite interested. So I said, you never know, sir, if I keep on practicing, I might be able someday to play all the notes of the scale and play songs on my fingers. And he urged me to go ahead and see if I could do so. And sure enough, by the time I was in the about 18 years of age, I was able to play all the notes of the scale and play songs on my fingers, and I've been doing so ever since. But now that I'm about 70 years old, and I've never heard of anybody else who can do this thing, I thought, what a pity if I should go into my grave without leaving behind some memories of the man who's able to do this thing. So I bought myself a tape recorder and started recording and selling these tapes. So even if you don't decide to practice enough to see if you can imitate me, you should at least be able to keep this tape as a reminder of the man who could. Goodbye.